This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Okay, so this is a true story. A couple of years ago, we had my brother-in-law and his family over to watch the Super Bowl. We had DVR'd it because, seriously, who watches the Super Bowl at 3 in the afternoon LA time? But anyway, we get to the first commercial break. I pick up the clicker to zip through them, and he goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, what are you doing?" He, I should say, is an entertainment industry guy, and suffice it to say, between him and the kids, I lost the argument. We watched the ads. Ad Age figures that this year, between kickoff Sunday and the end of the game, advertisers will have spent $385 million on airtime for ads. That Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports are going to toe a fine line this year between business and politics.
After the divisive election and a tumultuous start to the year, we're going to get Super Bowl ads that address our social discord with poop jokes.
"I love you, halftime bathroom break."
Poop jokes courtesy of Febreze with patriotic music and undertones of unity.
"When we go from standing as rivals to sitting as one."
Those things, unmentionable and otherwise, that we all have in common, that's where marketing experts think many brands will try to go this year.
"A message not red or blue, because you can't alienate half the country, but maybe a purple message."
That's Mike Sheldon, the CEO of the advertising firm Deutsch. He says he's hoping for spots that say,
"Listen, contrary to what you're feeling right now, the country is way more united than divided, in that people mostly are of good character and honest and good and genuine, and that we should feel better than we do right now."
Not every Super Bowl ad will be politically neutral. There are brands with spots likely to land them right in the middle of current political debates, like this one from Budweiser about company co-founder Adolphus Busch immigrating from Germany.
"Welcome to America.
You're not wanted here."
But trying to thread the needle without upsetting tens of millions of football watchers is a tricky and expensive bet.
"At least $5 million for 30 seconds.
Charles R. Taylor is a marketing professor at the Villanova School of Business. He says there's also the cost of producing the ad.
"It can easily go into the millions for a good, well-produced Super Bowl ad."
Then there's the cost of the social media campaign around it, another couple million bucks. And if a brand or agency gets it wrong, if they have people throwing nacho cheese at their televisions in a rage.
"It's not that we don't recoup our $10 million. We may now have to launch another campaign to try to recover from any damage we did."
That's Derek Rucker. He's a professor of marketing at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. He points to some spectacular flops from Super Bowls prior, like Nationwide's Dead Kids ad.
"And I won't ever get married. I couldn't grow up because I died from an accident."
Or Groupon's tone-deaf Tibet ad.
"The people of Tibet are in trouble. Their very culture is in jeopardy. But they still whip up an amazing fish curry."
This year, Rucker says, there are more cultural landmines out there than usual.
"With the political election, no matter who wins, when you have something very high and a lot of turmoil, that tells you be careful because emotions are running high, which means you may offend much more easily."
Rucker expects most brands to slant funny, comedy, upbeat, pick-me-up, featuring things like animals, celebrities, even the bathroom. The things we have in common. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.